英検準一級過去6回全問題集 CD2 2015年度第3回実用英語技能検定準一級一次試験リスニングテスト。このテストではテストの方法と注意事項はすべて英語で指示されますので、よく注意して聞いてください。では始めます。
For the grade pre-1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has 3 parts. All of the questions in these 3 parts are multiple choice questions. For each question, choose the best answer from among the 4 choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 12 dialogues, number 1 through number 12. Each dialogue will be followed by 1 question. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once. Now let's begin. You're an excellent teacher, Mr. Baxter. Have you ever considered going for the vice principal position?
To tell you the truth, politics and administrative details just aren't my thing.
But all the students respect you, and so do their parents.
And hopefully they'll continue to, if I do what I'm best at.
Well, keep it in mind. You have more potential than you realize.
Question: What does Mr. Baxter imply about himself? Number 2. If the weather's good on Sunday, how about joining us for golf?
I'd love to, but I've got a really important presentation on Monday. I'm too tense to think about anything else.
The best thing for that is to take a break. Fresh air and sunshine will take your mind off work. You'll be relaxed and refreshed.
Do you think that would help me give a better presentation?
Absolutely. I'll even help you practice on Sunday night when we get back. Question: What does the man suggest the woman do?
Number 3.
Did you read the church notice board, honey? It said that Chapman College is looking for people to volunteer to be host families for foreign students.
Say, that's an idea. It'd be great for our kids to interact with someone from another culture.
That's exactly what I was thinking. We just need to fill out a form and fax it to the college by the end of the week.
Let's do it. I can't imagine it would cost us much, and we don't use the guest room anyway.
Question: What are these people interested in doing?
Number 4.
Sorry, Steve, but can I interrupt you for a second?
Sure, Sarah. What's the problem?
Well, I don't want to sound pushy, but I'm still waiting to hear about the details of my overtime pay.
I'm sorry, Sarah, but I haven't gotten around to discussing that with the boss yet.
Look, it may not seem that urgent to you, but I've been working late every day for over a month without any agreement, formal or otherwise.
Okay, fair enough. Let me talk to the boss this afternoon, and I promise I'll get back to you tomorrow at the latest.
Question: What does the woman want to know?
Number 5. Hi, Anne. I heard you're taking advanced math this term.
That's right. I'm working really hard in that class.
Didn't you hate math in high school?
Yeah, but I have to take it for my biology major.
I'm working in the math tutoring center this year. If you need help, just drop by.
Thanks. Actually, I have a test next week, so you'll probably see me there soon.
Question. Why is Anne taking advanced math? Number 6.
How are you feeling today? Is your cold any better?
Better than yesterday, but I can't seem to get rid of this cough.
Sorry to hear that. Can you make it to your meeting tomorrow?
I seriously doubt it.
If you need someone to replace you, I'd be happy to cover for you.
Thanks. I'd appreciate that. Question. What does the woman offer to do?
Number 7.
You must be happy with the report of last month's sales figures. They're up by 20%.
Yes, but I wonder how long that'll last.
I feel pretty confident that our new advertising campaign will keep sales up.
That would be nice, if it happens.
Question. How does the woman feel about future sales?
Number 8.
We finally got our bonuses. What are you going to do with yours, Charlie?
I'm planning to invest it.
Really? Are you going to buy stock in our company?
No. I've heard the real money is in overseas markets.
Sounds risky. How can you be sure you won't lose everything?
I'll talk to a financial advisor first, of course. But you can't expect to get good returns without taking a chance.
Question. What is the man planning to do?
Number 9. Hello?
Hi, darling, it's me. I'm not feeling great, so I'm going to leave work early. Could you pick Bonnie up from school and take her to her gymnastics lesson today?
What time's her lesson?
4:30. If you can't do it, my mom might be able to.
No need for that. I'll take care of it. How about dinner? Should I pick something up?
Yes, thanks. Chinese takeout would be great, but make sure Bonnie has something with plenty of vegetables in it.
Okay. Question. What does the woman want the man to do? Number 10. Hi, Karen. How's your youngest son doing? Is he sleeping better?
No, he's still having nightmares.
Maybe you should send him to a therapist.
That seems a bit extreme. He's still so young. I worry that I spend so little time with him, though. I've been working such long hours recently.
Can you take some time off work?
I doubt it. But I may be able to reduce my hours a bit.
Question. What do we learn about the woman?
Number 11.
Can I help you?
I'm looking for a new sofa. I can't pay too much, but I want something comfortable.
This model might suit you. The fiber filling is really soft.
Very nice, but it's still more than I was hoping to pay. Do you have a payment plan?
We do, and if your credit rating is good, you don't need to make a down payment today.
It's okay as far as I know.
Great. Let me get the forms and we'll take it from there.
Question. What does the salesperson tell the woman?
Number 12.
I hear the hiring committee has decided on its choice for marketing director. Who did you pick?
Sorry, I can't tell anyone until the candidate accepts our offer.
Come on, I just want to know who I'll be working for. Can't you say anything?
I can only say that he or she is highly qualified and very charismatic.
Is that all you're going to tell me?
Yes. We'll have an answer by Monday, so you'll find out then.
Question. What is one thing we learn from the conversation? Here are the directions for part 2. In this part, You will hear six passages, A through F. Each passage will be followed by two questions, number 13 through number 24. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now let's begin.
Fresh or frozen? Most consumers prefer to buy fresh vegetables at their local supermarket. Recent studies, however, indicate that frozen vegetables are often a better choice. Such vegetables are usually harvested when fully ripe and then quickly frozen. The freezing process locks in vitamins and minerals, and it slows down aging. Fresh vegetables, on the other hand, often have to survive long journeys to supermarkets. Studies have indicated that by the time they arrive, they lose more nutrients than frozen ones. Frozen vegetables also have a second advantage. People in developed countries throw away millions of tons of fresh food every year. Researcher Wayne Martindale says that with frozen vegetables, people can use just the right amount they need for each meal, so less food is wasted. Even though energy is required to keep vegetables frozen, Martindale still believes that reducing food waste would cut greenhouse gases by millions of tons annually.
Questions. Number 13. What is one difference between fresh and frozen vegetables in supermarkets? Number 14. What is one thing Wayne Martindale says about frozen vegetables?
B. A social media experiment. During the US congressional elections of 2010, political scientist James Fowler organized a large-scale experiment on the social media site Facebook. Fowler divided volunteers into two groups. On both groups' pages, he displayed election messages, a reminder to vote, and information about voting locations. On the pages of people in the second group, he also added a function that sent them photos of friends who had voted. After the election, Fowler compared the information he gathered. Members of the first group were no more likely to vote than the general public. However, participation was significantly higher in the second group, probably because they were influenced by their friends' behavior. Fowler believes the experiment shows that careful use of social media sites can make a difference in getting people to vote.
Questions. Number 15. What were people in the second group able to do? Number 16. What does James Fowler believe the experiment shows? C. Mighty mothers-in-law? In India, the mother-in-law is traditionally a powerful figure. Since newly married couples generally live with the husband's parents, the mother-in-law has a lot of influence over her daughter-in-law. However, more young women in India are attending college these days, which has raised their expectations about their role in society. This has led to rising tensions. Many young women want to work after marrying, but traditionally minded mothers-in-law expect them to stay home to do housework. Veena Venugopal, who wrote a book on this issue, says husbands usually take their mother's side. Venugopal believes this is emotionally damaging for the daughter-in-law. Nonetheless, in another sign of change, more Indian newlyweds are choosing to live apart from their parents, weakening the mother-in-law's power. According to Venugopal's research, the farther a couple lives from the man's mother, the happier they are.
Questions. Number 17. Why are tensions between young married women and their mothers-in-law rising? Number 18. What is one thing Veena Venugopal's research showed?
D. Fighting poverty. Billionaire Bill Gates today spends a lot of time fighting global poverty. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is, for example, working with scientists to develop seeds that will help farmers grow more crops. However, according to Gates, what would help the world's poor most is a form of energy that pollutes less and is available at a significantly reduced price. Such a form of energy would reduce the overall cost of living, and it would reduce global warming, which currently threatens food production. Gates is also a firm believer that new technologies related to healthcare can make a difference in poor people's lives. In the past 25 years, technological advances have helped reduce the number of children who die each year by 50%. Gates says that it will be possible to cut the number in half again, and that this time it will be achievable in just 15 years.
Questions. Number 19. What does Bill Gates believe would be an effective way to fight poverty? Number 20. What does Bill Gates think will happen in the near future? E. Helium. When most people hear the word helium, they think of party balloons. In the 1920s, however, helium gas was used to keep airships in the air. Back then, some countries saw airships as weapons that could be used in bombing attacks. The United States feared that other countries would use airships in wars, so it began buying and storing large amounts of helium to keep potential enemies from obtaining it. However, airplanes quickly replaced airships, and in the 1990s, the U.S. began selling its helium supply at bargain prices. Today, however, global reserves of helium are running out. Helium is a natural gas and cannot be made artificially. Once it is released into the atmosphere, it is gone forever. This is worrying because helium is important in the production of microchips and medical instruments. As a result, some people want to ban its use in non-essentials, like party balloons.
Questions. Number 21. Why did the United States buy large amounts of helium? Number 22. What is one problem with helium?
F. Sleep inertia. People who have trouble waking up often use the snooze button on their alarm clock, so it rings again a few minutes later. However, sleep researchers say that going back to sleep may not be helpful. This is because when people fall back to sleep, they return to the beginning of their sleep cycle. This can make so-called sleep inertia worse. Sleep inertia happens just after you wake up. At that moment, some brain systems are active, but others are still resting. It can take as long as 2 hours for all parts of the brain to fully function. During those 2 hours, memory and reaction times can be affected negatively. Since sleep inertia is worse when we wake up at the beginning of a sleep cycle, snooze buttons can hurt our ability to function in the morning.
Questions. Number 23. What happens when people use their snooze button? Number 24. What is one effect of sleep inertia?
Finally, here are the directions for part 3. In this part, you will hear 5 passages, G through K. The passages represent real-life situations and may contain sound effects. Each passage will have 1 question, number 25 through number 29. Before each passage, you will have 10 seconds to read the situation and question written in your test booklet. After you hear the passage, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage will be given only once. Now let's begin. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 25.
Attention guests, there's been a small fire in the kitchen. The fire is under control, but for safety reasons, we need to evacuate everyone. Please use the nearest fire exit. It's cold outside, but we have blankets for children and seniors. The blankets will be available in front of the coffee shop to the right of the hotel. We request that everyone else gather across the street as fire trucks will arrive soon and we need to clear the area. Once we get the okay, we'll reopen the lobby where guests will be served complimentary hot drinks.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
H. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 26.
As you know, there's still some money left for this year. I know we need a new full-time science teacher, but there's just not enough to cover that. However, there are a few other options. For example, you could spend it on advertising for the organisation's maths or economics programmes. I also remember you mentioned the possibility of taking a trip to look for new school sites for our English programmes. The funds would cover that. A final option might be to update the IT course textbooks and materials, which are getting a bit old.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
I. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 27.
Okay, we're going to divide you into groups. Competitors in the electronics category should remain in this room to receive further instruction after the others have gone. Environmental science competitors should head to room 102. Before I forget, your name tags aren't in the competition packets. Please pick them up at the registration desk right after this announcement. Finally, we had so many entries for the mechanical engineering category that we had to break it up into smaller groups. Check the list in the hallway to find out which room to report to.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
J. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 28.
We have some amazing deals on winter and spring tours. The Continental Highlights Tour visits landmarks in Spain, France, and Italy over 6 days for $1,899. Our Capital City Tour offers 3 nights each in Paris and London. You can experience all their famous sites for $1,550. If it's action you're after, Check out our Ski Super Saver package, where you'll spend 6 days on the slopes of Austria and Switzerland. It's $1,600. But remember that additional taxes and resort charges apply for this tour. If you prefer to take it easy, savor the vine-covered hills in Tuscany, Italy, with our wonderful Wine Week tour for $1,490.
Now, mark your answer on your answer sheet.
Okay. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 29.
This is Sebastian Connors from Eastern University. I'm calling to tell you about a nice room that's available in Greenfield Hall. It's more costly than a standard single, but the Greenfield Dormitory is our newest facility. We also have a list of shared apartments in town. Sharing would be a great chance to live in the local community. The rent is the same as a standard on-campus single, but you'd also have to pay for gas and electricity. The campus single includes such costs. If I don't hear back, I'll just contact you again when a standard on-campus single becomes available.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet. Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.